Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome to the Empower Me Show once again. We are here every Thursday from noon until 1 Pacific time. And I am here with my dear, beloved husband and co-host, David Buck. He's been away for a while, but
it has been a while.
Yeah,
yes.
But I'm so glad you're back. And we're just going to do what we do, which is we really co-create together magic in the moment. And so, you know, whatever magic you want to experience, you can experience just simply by your intention for it.
Yep. And this is a call-in show. So do you have the number handy, by the way?
I do. It's 1-800-930-2819.
So you can call in with comments or questions for either of us. And we do have a focus for this, and it's a celebration of life. You can see behind us, there's a giant happy birthday balloon. Pam just recently celebrated her 60th birthday. We can't really believe that number. Age is anything but a number. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that and what that kind of means. And there was another celebration of life that we got to experience recently. What was that about?
So my dear dad, Gerald Bai, we called him Jerry or Papa or Daddy, depending on your relationship with him. He passed March 21st of this year. He was 87, so he really had a long life. But he also had some complications in his life. He'd been dealing with Alzheimer's for about 5 years and living in assisted living with my mom, and ended up having COVID and a whole bunch of other stuff at the last couple months of his life. And what's great is that I got to help him with the transition from this life to the next, because I was able to energetically connect to him, which was a real blessing for me to be able to do that, first of all, and secondly, to have it be my dad to be able to do that with. So it's really been an amazing journey since his passing for realizing how much we are truly alive in spirit. It's been great to experience his presence. For instance, I will let you know that at Easter time, Easter day morning, actually, I looked up at my ceiling and I saw this purple light that was emanating from the ceiling. And I said, where is that coming from? And I tried to find the space where it was coming from. And I saw no reflection anywhere in the room that it could have been coming from. And I got the message right away that it was from my dad. It was a lily. An Easter lily, which is something that is representative of Easter, as well as a sword that went through it. And I got that was from Archangel Michael, and that was his sword that was showing the truth of life and the truth of my experience.
And we hadn't seen it before. We haven't seen it since. It was just there for us on our ceiling for just a few short hours that morning. And recently we went to Las Vegas 1 or 2 weekends ago, and we got to celebrate the memorial, and you got several chances to be with your family and say some goodbyes. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? That was a pretty profound experience.
Well, yeah. First of all, I want to mention that my brother, Dave Bai, I really want to give you a shout out. I don't know if you're listening to these episodes, but Dave, you're amazing at who you've stepped up to be in life and in the world and for our family. You took on the whole memorial service, as well as a lot of the details of my dad and my mom's lives together in the last 5 years that they've been in the senior center. So I just really want to give you a shout out and say I'm so grateful to my brother, Dave Bai, and his wife, Kim Bai, and really holding it together for everyone. We had probably, 30 people plus at the memorial, as well as the reception afterwards. And I saw people that I hadn't seen in years. My mom got to see friends of hers that she'd had previously to living in the senior center that she had been connecting to. And that was really amazing to watch how much support showed up for my family, for my dad, because they loved my dad, and really honored him and his life, as well as us as a family and our lives together. So it was just a thrill to be able to do that.
And when our trip was concluding and we were headed towards the airport to leave, we ended up stopping by Red Rock Canyon. Mm-hmm. There's an overlook there, and love to hear about your experiences mm-hmm. there, because that mm-hmm. was a wonderful, beautiful last goodbye.
Mm-hmm. So I mentioned often to you that are listening that we are spiritual beings having human experiences on this planet Earth. And I don't think I've ever had such a profound experience that I had. It went through and coursed through my entire being. So any of you who have ever been to Nevada and have been to the Las Vegas area know of Red Rock. And the Red Rock virtually is Red Rock. Mm-hmm. It's really distinctive. It's really interesting to watch this. So we went driving up to this area called Red Rock Canyon. And I'd been there before. You know, I knew what to expect, I thought. Mm-hmm. I did not expect to have this experience that I got to experience, which was that, you know, I knew that, you know, this was my celebration of life for my dad and my celebration of life in my own life, and really, you know, a coming to a new place of discovery in myself and in my life and in the lives of my family. And so my husband was driving, he pulled over and for us to look at the lookout, which is often what happens when you go through a park or a trail. And so we stopped and I got out. And the minute that I got out of that car, it felt different. And I walked over to the picnic table and I looked out. Actually, I sat down first and then I looked out. And I got an overwhelming sense of my dad. Like, it was not just a sense, it was like he was there, uh-huh. energetically there. Now, I did not see a human form, but I felt my dad's presence in a way that I can't even say that I've ever felt before. And it was so profound, it took me over, emotionally took me over in the whole body that I encompass in this lifetime, went from my toes all the way up to my head and in through me. And I was just taken over by the presence of my dad, as well as the presence of the Great Spirit and the spirit of the land. Mm. If any of you have ever walked through the Red Rock Canyon, you will feel and see the petroglyphs that are on the rocks and the presence of these beings that have been through there. And it was like all of them were there to celebrate with me. It was profound.
Well, and there was something else too, because visually in the sky, there were just enough clouds to gather together and make sort of a wispy form. And it literally looked like the form of a phoenix mm-hmm. that took up a third of the sky. We got some great pictures and you could see it. And, you know, it looked like it was looking down on us. So there was we got to share that experience together for a bit. And that was also profound.
Yeah. And for us, I think that's maybe the first time that I've ever seen something that distinctive as far as a being in the sky. But I know that many of you who are listening to this have had similar experiences in your life or have heard of others that have had experiences of seeing beings or spaceships or, you know, beings of a different nature that you've never seen before that have appeared in the form of a cloud. So know that those beings are watching. They're watching us earthlings have our human experiences, and they are here for our support.
Yeah. And we're going to take a break in a moment, but it is a topic worth a whole episode, at least mm-hmm. at some point, is to be aware of the visual cues around you that are constantly happening that remind you of the spiritual presence, because all this material matter that is before us, all around us, is also infused with spirit. So you could see it anywhere, and it's part interpretation and part opening up to that. So I send that back to you as an idea sometime for a future episode. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about our celebration of life and another kind of passage and what it means to have a significant birthday, although every birthday really is significant. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
See you soon.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Consider follow-through in five stages. First, the vision. Describe the goal and strategy. Second, feasibility. Find out if there are constraints. Third, planning. Lay out a plan and a timetable with target dates. Fourth, action. Do the steps required to get to the finish line. And fifth, completion. Tie up any loose ends. Most people are more comfortable with either planning or doing. Strong planners may hyper-focus on planning and never get to the action. Impatient doers jump straight into action, but can get derailed if they didn't plan for contingencies. Realizing your tendencies, you can determine where your follow-through falls short. Learn the strategies that will keep you on track in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Strategies for Your Unique Brain.
Thank you. One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck. I'm the co-host and special guest here today. And we are talking about a celebration of life. Before the break, we talked about the great experiences you had in saying goodbye to your dad and in Las Vegas recently. And as you can see behind us, there's a giant balloon over Pam's head. Why is that there?
Well, I call it my spaceship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a birthday on May 27th. Every year I get to experience Memorial Day weekend as my big woohoo. So this year was my 60th birthday. I still can't believe it. I don't even know what this means. But anyway, from my spiritual teachers, what they've told me is that it's a big year for me. Number 60. Those of you who are my friends, who I'm connected to, you can let me know any information you get about what this means for me in my life. It feels like a really powerful time to express myself and my gifts, as well as really connecting to you, the audience, the community that is being created here on the Empower Me Show, as well as really globally, because so many people are coming out of the woodwork, so to speak, doing their special work that they're here to do. And so with this 60th year, I get to celebrate. It's okay, guys. It's just the energy of the world, okay? So one of the things we didn't do is we didn't ground.
Oh, we should ground.
I always ground and center us in this moment. So I'm going to stop everything and do that, okay? So that we all can get on the same page energetically.
Okay.
Okay, so now, creator of all that is, we ask you now to come into this space, into this sacred vortex that we are creating in this moment.
It's approximately 15 to 20 million people's birthdays across the globe today. Any day that you're watching this, you share a birthday with that many other people. Just statistically, that's the case. So why don't we go to break and then let's talk for a moment.
Oh my gosh, folks, we are just having an amazing day, aren't we? So the internet has been a little wonky, hasn't it, on our end? I don't know, on our end, on your end, on the world's end. You know, things just are what they are. And energetically, here's what you get to do as an individual, is you get to clear yourself too. So that could help us on our end as we connect to you. So we're just going to do that. I'm going to do us a grounding again, and hopefully we can get through it and then continue on this amazing journey. Okay. So allow yourself to be the conduit for this transmission and for this to just run through you and clear you as an individual, and then it will collectively clear whatever is blocking this particular episode from happening. Okay. Nena yasa ne ina 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 na yeku atata. Sinu nuena mana ye na 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 we na mana ye kata ye Anaye senaita, anaye sanayita, anaye huna sanaye kina sanayina huta sanakiki. So as an individual, I want you to bring your grounding cords down into the earth. There are three of them that you can use, and they're all very powerful. One comes from your pelvis. Two come from your legs. So bring them both down from your legs all the way through your feet. The other one in the middle, creating a tripod effect. We ask the Earth Mother to now ground us into her core and allow the energies to flow. Nakita tayesa tayatateya. Clearing, 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 and releasing so that we can move into the space of connection and flow now. And we're back. Hello and welcome back. So if you don't know how to do that, I can help. So you can call me and ask for help. Okay. I'm here and available.
I have a question for you because I don't know if you've ever explained it. When you are channeling the language of light and a whole variety of sounds comes out of your mouth, what I think is happening, but how would you describe what is happening for people who might be hearing for the first time? And looks like we have a request for some information, but go ahead and just to describe.
Yes. So so the language of light, because it has not been a language in the world necessarily, until there are different people that are channeling different light language transmissions now that are getting information more and more. But my understanding is it is direct connection from source. The creator of all that is also comes in the form of light from the stars. So it comes in as an energy, okay? It's not to be figured out. It's not a mind thing. I don't think about these sounds. I don't think about these vowels. I don't think about, you know, what's happened. I get out of the way is what I do. And I allow myself to be a vessel. And I trust the vessel. I trust the movement of the energy through me to you. And the information that I've gotten about the way that it works through me is it works like I call it a roto-rooter system. It goes right into the middle of whatever needs to shift. And it will release out what's dark, what's negative, what's no longer needed. It will also work as a roto-rooter to bring in the energy are needed in the moment. So, because we are electrical beings, the Menahui are specifically working with that system. They do a lot of other things too, but that's one of the set of beings that I work with that allow us to shift anything electronic. I've been doing this for a few years now.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's more information about that. If you want more information, you can contact me directly at the Empower Me show, and I will be able to correspond with you. I got a message that Bobby would like a light language transmission. Anything specific, Bobby, that you would like transmitted, you can put that in the chat, or you can call us at 1-800-930-92819, sorry, and we can do that. But I will send through whatever wants to come through for you, and then David, maybe you can act as the interpreter and just open up yourself to receiving any information that you get about this that Bobby needs right now. Okay. So let's connect in with Bobby Biggs, his higher self, his body system, and let's bring in those light beings that are so amazing at what they do. And we ask that you connect directly to Bobby and his light language and his body system. Tanaye ku u tataye nu anate wu ataye tu okay, the earth also wants to be connected to. So I'm connecting to the star beings as well as to the earth beings. Nana ye kulataya, na kulata deu, abba ewa, 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 enana, enana, inaya. So I keep hearing, Bobby, just keep going. Just keep going. You're on the right track. You don't need to be afraid of what shows up in your life, even if you don't understand it. That is the message that I'm receiving for you right now. Anything that you're receiving
for Bobby? Well, it's funny that you say that, because before you started, the very said, oh, I should, you know, tune in and pick, see what I pick up. The very first thing I thought about is just keep going. And I thought, well, okay, but you know, that's just a platitude that people say all the time. So I'm going to really dig in deep and connect. And I do have another message that I got after you did that, but right before you started, that's what came to mind. So I may be more connected than I even give myself credit for. But Bobby, the other thing I would say is, you know, I talked about observing what is going on around you in terms of visually, and I know you can't do that. So it's about listening and, developing a deeper and deeper levels of listening to nature, listening to the tone, the people's voices, listening to the sounds that you hear around you, because there's spiritual information in all of that as well.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, I often will tell people, just because you can't see with your physical eyes, you can see with your spiritual eyes. So remember that whatever physical, quote unquote, ailments or different abilities or differences between you and another human, that simply means that you have different gifts that are available to you. So allow that to be a reality and know that however you have shown up in the world in a physical body is exactly perfect for you. We love you, Bobby. We adore how you are so connected to who you are and your spiritual essence. And we invite you to deepen that connection. So thank you for writing in, Bobby. We love you, and you know where to reach me if you want to connect more. So on that note, want to show you this light right here, okay? We never plan on what's going to show up in any session on this Empower Me show, but this light being decided it was going to show up here, okay? Just as it is. And then we have this balloon to also remind us, oh, I call it my spaceship. And oh, there's light there. Interesting. The light is connecting to the spaceship. Okay.
Well, what's interesting is right next to the spaceship balloon, as you call it, and what's covered up by the giant light that, as I'm looking at it now, looks a little like an armadillo, maybe, is a galaxy. So that the background that we chose, that I chose for this episode, there's a galaxy right there, but it's just filled with light. But that's what a galaxy is, filled with light, as we all are filled with light. We don't tend to recognize or observe or acknowledge that in our dense molecular structure, it is infused and fulfilled or filled up with light. But it really is, when you look at the connections between people, between parents and children, between friends, between colleagues, the looks or words of understanding between people, that's also infused with light.
So here's a question for you. You say that we are infused with light. Have you thought about actually consciously calling light to you?
Yeah, I've done that. Okay. I don't think I'm in as regular habit of it as you are, but I've definitely done that. I've expanded my own capabilities based on what the things you do and the things you say, but certainly it is a tool in my tool belt that I can call upon. It's as if my understanding of it, and it's not my experience, I should say, of it, is like old school. I had the notion of prayer, like you pray to God or a higher power for something that you want. But I feel like that connecting on multiple light levels is an expanded consciousness version of prayer. It's like going and sitting in the middle of a garden and slowly tuning out everything else except for only what you hear, the sounds around you in the garden. You know, that's an expanded consciousness thing. So I think that's the difference for me, the old school version of prayer, which may still be extremely valid and very useful for many people, and then kind of expanding upon that with light.
Okay. So it's interesting that you talked about that, because I just had this vision of, I watched Celestine Prophecy. Any of you who know that particular series of books, the Celestine Prophecy was made into a movie. And I remember watching that movie and being so fascinated by the way that they did it, because it talks about a lot about the energy in things, right? And I work with this all the time, but the visual aspect of the movie was stunning. And one of the scenes that I remember is when one of the actors was in the garden and looking at the flowers, and they were in school for their life and for this world of energy. And their job at the moment as a student was to go into the garden and practice connecting to the energy of the flower and watching how this energy ebbed and flowed. And it was undulating like a wave would undulate, right? Moving in and out and, you know, into the flower petals and then outward. And it was fascinating to watch that. And I invite you, especially if you are a person that doesn't visually see through your physical eyes, that you practice that sensation of energy flow. And what would it be like to actually see energy and feel it coming in and out and in and out and in and out? Also reminds me of that. What's that? That's not a jellyfish. It's the one with the little tentacles down, really pretty in the water. I can see it. I just don't know the name of it.
Some sort of fish.
It's a fish.
It's a fish. There's another movie for those of you with families that's great for kids to watch. It's a great kid-friendly adventure, but it also speaks to a greater, well, I shouldn't say great, an expanded consciousness. It's called The Last Mimsy, and it's the children who experience enhanced consciousness and expanded awareness, and it's done in a very fun way. So I recommend that one as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, there's one more element of the celebration of life today that we're going to talk about a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assumed they were together, but in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, "I try to do something for someone else every day. Today you're it." He smiled. So did the lady, so did I, so did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahatmyam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul, Mahatmyam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Consider follow through in five.
Hi, welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck, the co-host and special guest here today. And for those of you wondering about that mystery species, we did determine over the break that it is indeed a variety of jellyfish that Pam had envisioned, because there's so many different jellyfish, including glow-in-the-dark jellyfish, that exist way down deep in the depths. So
it's really important to know these things.
Well, it is, especially if you're a marine biologist. Anyway, some people's entire careers.
That's right.
So, by the way, the other aspect of the celebration of life really has to do with you, which is even if it's not your birthday, the day of your birth, any day can be a rebirth day. And when you take on something else, some new expanded awareness, enhanced consciousness, some more Zen meditation, any kind of spiritual practice or anything that really that you think, not because of other people's influence or ideas, that you think enhances your life, that can become like a rebirth day for you.
I like that. Every day could be rebirth day. How about that?
It really can be. There's a great book, and I've never read it, but I know about the concept, which is the 1% solution, I think it's called. And what you do is you make a 1% improvement each day. And theoretically, within 100 days, you've 100% improved upon from where you started. And that's on your basis, on your measure of how you're doing, which is always more important than how other people think that you're doing.
Oh, gosh. Yes, indeed. I just thought of our child who is a high school student and very much inundated with this world of self-care and self-awareness.
And self-worth.
And self-worth. Yeah. Like it's all in this big bundle called puberty and teenagehood and the world of high school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really anymore, the schools are doing the best they can, but they're struggling, I think, as much as the students are right now with everything that's happened with COVID and everything that's happened with just the energetics of the world.
Yeah, there's a lot, so much unrest in the world everywhere, it seems, right now. So if you, as an individual, can take on this idea for yourself that you can make today a rebirthday of some kind and look at what you can do, and then, you know, expand upon that a little bit more. What can you do for others? How can you help them in some ways? The more we can spread that, the more we can pay it forward, the more we can kind of counteract all this unrest everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a big proponent of celebrate yourself every second of your life, because this life is a gift. Mm-hmm. And any of you who have been up against it with, am I going to continue this life or not? Mm. Whether it be consciously or unconsciously through illness or thoughts of suicide, which there is help for, mm-hmm. And definitely reach out if you are in that boat. Something that's in the way of questioning, how am I really going to continue in this life the way it is? You know, thinking about our future, that's a big, big topic as well. But really looking at, you know, what are you celebrating today? Because it's your life. And if you are not taking responsibility for your own life and your own experience, then you're missing out. And it's really up to you to say yes. Just one little sliver of a yes will open the door wide for others, other help and other support to step in and give you that request that you've made and that help that's available to you right now.
This really gets to the heart of what this show is all about. The Empower Me show is really to empower you, to empower yourself. And by living that way, you may also empower other people, and it just kind of spreads. And so I would say, watch what you choose, because every day that you go to bed, you get up the next day, it's a new day to have a rebirth day. It's a new day to choose something different. It's a new day to choose what works over what doesn't work. And again, that can spread and spread, and we need more of that.
Yeah, we do. So one of the things that David and I have chosen is to continue with this life together as partners. And next month, before we actually have this event happen, we are going to have another show together to really celebrate this next event. But something that you get to look forward to and anticipate is another co-hosted episode celebrating our 20-year anniversary of marriage. And 20 years, that's amazing, isn't it? Just kind of like the 60 years that I've been on the planet. It's like, wait, what? It's been 20 years? That's amazing. But we want some celebration with you about that. And really looking at, what are you celebrating, not only for your rebirthday every day, but do you have a commitment that you have daily committed to? Because it's not just a one-time thing. It's a daily commitment to something.
Yeah. Life is a roller coaster. And so you will have some ups and downs. And when you're in the downs side of things, find something to celebrate. Find something to be grateful for. Find something to help bring that car back on the upswing again.
The car?
Well, the car that I was thinking, the roller coaster car, but whatever metaphor works best for you, could be a dolphin. Maybe you're riding a dolphin.
Oh, I like that. Let's go ride dolphins together. Okay. Those of you who are mermaids out there, join me in the water and we'll go riding on a dolphin. If you want to ride a snake, ride a snake. I've also ridden a really big snake, and I don't know what the names of those are, but they're out there too. So, you know, now I'm getting into shamanic work there, but it's really, really about consciousness. And it's really about, what are you committed to today?
Here's another, I know we're about to end, but here's another idea for a future episode. Bring me back and have us talk about shamanic energy and what that means. And there's an important aspect of it, because some of this may seem fantastical to you and seem silly. And, you know, when we talk about mermaids and unicorns and all of these things. And if you're a grown up, maybe you've left some of these ideas behind, but it's so important to embrace something that inspires you. And it could be fantastical because, you know, for all the children of the world of all ages, something inspires each one of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we are definitely kids at heart as a family. And I can tell you that this guy right here has brought me more out of my shell and more finding the joy in life than anybody that I have ever known. And hopefully for those of you who are single and wondering if there's anyone out there for you, know that if you call it in, it can happen and it might be you that you fall in love with. So we have just a couple minutes left, and I want to thank all of you for joining us today on this very kind of wonky adventure of our show together. But because we are in the moment in our lives together as a couple and individually, you know, we just kind of ride the wave. And that's what the adventure of life is all about, is enjoying the ride. So if you want to contact us at The Empower Me Show, you can do that at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Talk to either David or I, or you can reach me, Pam Bright, at brightbutterflyenterprises.com and ask me anything that you have a question about, and I might just be able to answer that for you. We can have a discovery call and go deeper into your adventure in this lifetime and your spiritual journey. And David, what last words would you like to leave our lovely audience and community with today?
Well, I'm going to go with what occurred to me first, which is just to be here now. Wherever you are, whatever you're experiencing, just be there in that moment and know that you don't know what's around the next bend. It could be something amazing. So if you're down, look for...
The middle is stability, even though it feels weird, right? It feels really weird to be in the middle, but the middle is where stability lies. And for those of you who would not want to learn about what stability might look like for you, I'm available as a coach and as a mentor and as a spiritual guide for you. So I would love to support you in every way. You can reach me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. You can also reach David there if you would like to speak to him, and I will contact him about how to connect with you energetically as well as in written form.
Anything you want to say about what's coming up next week?
What is next week? What's the date? We're going to make it up as we go along. I have a lot I have a lot of people that want to be special guests on this show, which is amazing. Please keep it coming. If you want to be a special guest, I would love to have you. So I've got a whole lineup and I will get them all set up. And the different weeks will be changing as the energy shifts. And so the written form, I will let you know what is coming up from week to week. And then in the description, you will find out who the special guests are and what you get to look forward to.
Also, if you'd like to see us, Pam or I, talk about a specific topic or explore that, you know, let us know and we'd be happy to consider that. So thank you for having me on the show again here today.
You're welcome.
And happy birthday to anybody here whose birthday it happens to be on the day that you're seeing it, or any day of the year that it happens.
I know what we can do to end. We can say, happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us.
Us.
Happy birthday to us. We're having a rebirth today.
Yay.
There we go. Yay for us. All
see
right.
You later.
That's the end of our show, folks.
Thank you for listening to The Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life.
Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.